The Crescendos is from 1959. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. I'm Mike Duke. Singer Little Peggy March was born on March 8, 1948, in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. We've heard some of her other songs on the show, so today here is her best known hit, I Will Follow Him.
Follow him. Ever since he touched my hand, I knew that near him I always must be, and nothing can keep him from me. He is my destiny. I love him, I love him, I love him, and where he goes, I follow, I follow, I follow. He'll always be my true love, my true love. Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can keep me away, away from my love. I love him, I love him, I love him, and when he goes, I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow. He'll always be my true love.
Virtues had everybody moving to the guitar boogie shuffle in 1959. And from 1963, we heard I Will Follow Him by Little Peggy March. The Music Box continues with a look at the country music equivalent of The Day the Music Died. Though not referred to by that term, a plane crash near Camden, Tennessee on March 5, 1963, claimed the lives of country music stars Cowboy Copas, Hawkshaw Hawkins, and Patsy Cline as they were returning to Nashville after performing in a benefit concert in Kansas City. The pilot, Randy Hughes, who was Patsy Cline's manager and the son-in-law of Cowboy Copas, also died in the crash. Cowboy Copas had several notable records in the 1940s and early 1950s. But the biggest record of his career, Alabama, reached number one in 1960.
Well, I went to a turkey roast down the street. The people down there eating like wild geese. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. Talking about the people have a whale of a time. Eating up chicken and drinking their wine. I'm on my way. Now some folks say that a tramp won't steal, but I caught three in my cornfield. I'm on the way. I'm going back to Alabama. One had a bushel, the other had a peck. One had a roast and they're tied around his neck. I'm on the way. I'm going back to Alabama.
That's Alabama by Lloyd Cowboy Copas, who was 49 years old at the time of the plane crash 60 years ago on March 5, 1963. As a youngster, Harold Hawkins acquired the nickname Hawkshaw from a newspaper comic strip, and it became his stage name. He too had some hits in the 50s. But his only number one hit came with the song that was released 3 days before his death at the age of 42 in the plane crash. This is Lonesome 77203.
Had our number changed today, although I hated to. But each time the phone would ring, they'd want to speak to you. And it hurts to tell them you're not here with me. Maybe now, oh, telephone will let me be. It's not in the book now, so you better write it down, just in case your love for me should ever come around. You might want to call and break the news to me. Just call Lonesome 7203. I keep the telephone beside me all the time, hoping you might want to call and say you've changed your mind. If you do, then darling, you know where I'll be. I'm at lonesome 77203. You're the only one I'm given our new number to. So now if the telephone should ring, I'll know it's you. If you ever long for love that used to be, just call lonesome 77203. Just call lonesome 77203.
That's Hawkshaw Hawkins with his posthumous number one hit, Lonesome 77203. Patsy Cline was 30 years old, and her career was still soaring higher at the time of the plane crash. Sweet Dreams of You was released 2 months before her death and was already a hit that grew bigger with time. Sweet Dreams of You by Patsy Cline concludes our look at the March 5, 1963 country music tragedy. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke. Singer, comedian, and world-class mandolin player Jethro Burns was born on March 10, 1920 in McMinn County, Tennessee. He was part of the singing duo Homer and Jethro until Homer Haynes died in 1971, after which he remained a sought-after mandolin player for many years. Homer and Jethro were famous for their parody songs that touched all genres from the big bands to the Beatles. Mr. Sandman is an example of their creativity and instrumental talent.
Mr. Sandman, take back your dream. The biggest nightmare that I ever seen. Crackers in bed, she eats like a rabbit. And Mr. Sandman, it's a crummy habit. Red lips, I like a lot. One on the bottom and two on the top. You gave her a pretty face. Not a wrinkle is out of its place.
Nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Oh, Mr. Sandman, someone to hold. Someone to love me before I'm too old. Give her a voice like Brenda Lee. And lots of pretty hair like Sandra Dee. Yes, Sandman.
Mr. Sandman.
Oh, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
That's Bobby V and his record of Mr. Sandman from 1960. We also heard the song with slightly altered lyrics by Homer and Jethro. More songs, stories, and birthdays are ahead in the second hour of the Music Box. The first hour concludes with the title track and hit single from Elvis Presley's 1977 album, Moody Blue.
Well, it's hard to be a gambler betting on the number that changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, think she's giving in. A stranger's all you'll find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby, a moody blue. comes, she's Tuesday. When Tuesday comes, she's Wednesday. And to another day again. Her personality unwinds just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. Just when I think I know her well, her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. But she's a complicated lady, so cuddle my baby, you.